Google's chairman is just back from North Korea, where he told officials the country needs to increase internet access or face economic consequences. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology on what he saw, what experts know, and how North Koreans may now have more conversations than the government can track.
Eric Schmidt and a small delegation pull up in a tour bus right in front of Kim Il-sung University in Pyongyang. There, the Google chairman and former Governor Bill Richardson saw how students supposedly have full access to the internet. North Korean officials touted their up-to-date technology and freedom to surf the web. Scott Thomas Bruce and others aren't buying it. His organization, CRDF Global, works to build science diplomacy.
This is a controlled network, closed from the outside world, populated with information, bulletin boards, etc., created by the government. And it only has data that the government allows and approves to be entered on to that intranet system.
He said intranet, not internet, not worldwide, only in North Korea.
It's only available to elites in the country, the wealthy, students, that sort of thing. And it's tightly monitored.
Same goes for cell phone usage. Just 5% of the population have them. That's about 1 million people. Still, it's more conversations than the government can monitor. Bruce says the first North Korean cell phones were introduced in 2000 and then cut off after a 2005 train station bombing that some believe was detonated by a cell phone. A few years later, an Egyptian company, Orsicom, introduced the Coriolink brand, allowing users to only call inside the country. Seok-ho Shin is a reporter for South Korea's leading newspaper. He has a doctorate in North Korean studies and covered the country for years. He's now based in Washington, D.C. He reiterates how isolated North Koreans are.
The ordinary people in the market or in the house, in the lot, they cannot use the mobile phone service and internet also, I think.
He also doesn't think too much of Schmidt and Richardson's so-called humanitarian mission and doesn't anticipate any changes.
I'm skeptical about that. I think the visit of Richardson and Schmidt to the North Korea, I think it's a kind of a political show to get more attention of President Obama and American government and the world media.
Just because ordinary North Koreans can't get on the internet doesn't mean the political leaders aren't. The head of South Korea's Democratic Party claims Kim Jong-un follows him on Twitter. The most common use of social media in North Korea is propaganda.
So, for example, North Korea's airline, Air Koryo, which was once called the worst airline on earth, had a Twitter account, at Air Koryo, for several years, that would talk about the different places Air Korea would go and the conditions that it's finding itself, trying to encourage tourism into North Korea. But that said, you don't have any internal social media that's been approved for the state within North Korea.
Schmidt and his delegation are now back in the U.S., not necessarily encouraged by what he saw or heard. Bill Richardson was asked what was accomplished as he was leaving.
The delegation has had three messages. First, moratorium on missile launches and no nuclear test. Secondly, the American detainee, treat him properly. Expand the internet. Expand cell phones. That's good for the North Korean people.
North Korea did get plenty of free publicity from this trip, but it has a lot to do to sell investors. China and others are pressuring North Korea to lessen the internet restrictions. Schmidt might have made a pitch saying if you want more money to come in from the outside, ease up.
That said, the first priority in the country is always going to be control over its population. And so we have to really have, you know, very, very moderated expectations towards what could happen in the future.
While change may not be immediate in North Korea, Bruce says he sees a time when it'll be hard to stop the flow of information. He doesn't see an Arab Spring, instead a planting of seeds as North Koreans search for information. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.